السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو خاتم الرسل، رسول الله الذي بلغ الأمانة كما أرادها الله سبحانه وتعالى أن تبلغ. صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah, praise to Him in His Highness, who has created the universe and created the humanity, and He sent His messengers to guide the humanity to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the seal of all prophets and messengers of Allah, who has told the message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet and to his house, to his descendants, to his companions, and to the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about imaging humans in the best of images. تأملات في تصوير الإنسان في أحسن الصور وفي الحكمة من الصيام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He mentioned in the Holy Quran, He has created life on this planet, including human life, in five stages. And in Surah Al-Infitar, this is chapter 82, verse 7, He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك. Allah is addressing the human being and he says, he mentions the three stages of creation. He says, الذي خلقك, the one who has created you, the first creation, life in the first cell ever, according to biologists, 4.5 billion years ago in this planet. That's khalq, the creation. فسواك, he fashioned you in the right proportion with a great harmony and consistence among the systems, the heart system, the respiratory system, digestive system, all organs external and internal. That's taswiya, fashioning. الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّكَ فَعَدَلَكَ, and he made you walk into an upright position, making us different from other creatures, other animals. These are three stages of creation. Then in Surah At-Taghabun, this is chapter 64, verse 3, Allah, praise to him, says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. He has created heavens and earth with truth, and he imaged you in the best of images, and we all go back to him. And that is the topic of my khutbah today. The best of images. We are on the best of images that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and fashioned and decided that we are in the best of images. In the face, in the external organs. And you can look at the baby at birth, the perfect human being, before we indulge in things that would distort the human body as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it. He said, I created you, I imaged you in the best of images. That's the fourth stage of creation. After خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ, then imaged you. Then the fifth one is in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 29. يقول عز وجل, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فقعوا له ساجدين. Allah is addressing the angels about Adam, peace be upon him. And he is mentioning how is Adam different, or the species, the human species, different from other species. That he has given us part of his spirit. He says, when I fashion him, then I blow my spirit in him, in this species. Then I want you guys, the angels, to make prostration for him. And we knew from that verse that this is speaking about the major difference between humans and animals, which is the human brain. And in a previous khutbah I mentioned, there are three brains actually we have. One very small inside, the internal one, we share characteristics of reptiles. Then it is really covered with another one, like a ball. We share characteristics of mammals. Then these one third, both of them, but two thirds of the human brain is really different. It's not found in other species. This is the neocortex. That is really, according to my humble opinion, that this is where we are different. And this is where we have the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he specifies exactly a spot on it, which is a nasiya. And I talked about that previously. That he gave us the option and the characteristic that we can make decisions. And that's the, so we have something from Allah, praise to him, part of his spirit. Then in Surah As-Sajda, chapter 32, verse 7, Allah, praise to him, says, الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين. He fashioned all creation in the best of images. But he specified humans in التغابن that we have the best of all images. And the same idea, the same picture is imaged and portrayed in التغابن chapter 64 verse 3. Again, خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق وصوركم فأحسن صوركم. He imaged you and he made your image the best of images. I say all of this as my introduction to thinking about al-hikmah, wisdom, rationale from fasting. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do, commanded us to do, is of direct benefit to us here. And in particular, as-siyam, fasting, is closely related to these verses about the best of images, the best of fashioning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us the best. And especially like I mentioned, at birth, when you look at the baby. Then, what are the major benefits that we get from that? Of course, we know there are spiritual benefits. Number one, obedience to your Creator. He knows better. He commanded us to fast. Even if we don't know anything, just being obedient and fasting, that's a great thing to do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to think and ponder and analyze and study and learn and read. All these are verbs mentioned in the Holy Quran. So we have to think about what is the wisdom of praying? What's the wisdom of wudu? What's the wisdom of fasting? We don't just do it as ritual doesn't have a meaning. No, like some people somewhere in the world, they do things like rituals and they don't understand why are they doing. When we fast, we feel hungry. We feel for the poor. There is no way you can feel hunger. You can understand hunger of other people until you are hungry. Then you are softened. Your heart is softened. You become more kind. And Muslims are the most generous in Ramadan as an effect of this humbleness. Of course, obedience to Allah is number one. Feeling for the poor is number two. And many people give zakat in this month. It can be given any time in the year, but it's nice if we can budget or schedule our zakat, our sadaqah during Ramadan, so everybody can feel the benefits of siyam. But my focus is in benefits, in body benefits. Research by non-Muslim scholars actually confirmed that fasting has great benefits to the body. Among them, in fact, some research said it lengthens life. It extends life, actually. If you fast, comparing a person who fasts during his or her time, life on earth, and a person who doesn't fast at all, and if you do it right, it's really extending your life. Not only that, extending it happily, with less pain. Why is that? Because you become healthy. More healthy than not. And therefore, for example, when the body lacks a lot of nutrients and energy, it directs its scarce resources of energy to the healthy cells in the body, neglecting the weak cells, cancerous cells, for example. And in this way, alhamdulillah, we get rid of a lot of weak cells and bad cells during the month of Ramadan. And it is also a giving break to the respiratory, to the digestive system, the stomach and intestine. But most importantly, when you do it right, and we eat the same, and we eat quality food, not quantity, meaning we concentrate for people, we concentrate on what the body needs. Like, for example, protein, vegetables, fruits, little fat, some sugar, not a lot of sugar. I know we indulge in sweets in Ramadan. We should resist that, actually. That's when you, at the end of Ramadan, you should feel better. And a lot of people lose weight, actually, which is the major cause of troubles, all kinds of diseases equated with weight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 183-184. These are the verses that mention as-siyam, fasting. And at the end of verse 184, Allah, praise to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that you are commanded to fast, except those who are traveling or those who are sick, they have permission to break the fast and they will make it up later. But He's telling us something. He's saying, if you do fast, if you can, you have a permission, but if you can, it's better for you. And the most important part of the ayah is وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you fast, it's better for you if you just know. And by that, I mentioned the benefits by scholars proved to us that fasting has benefits. Allah has told us about that. There are benefits, a lot of benefits of fasting. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam led us, he's our leader, in translating that into practices in Ramadan to follow up the command from Allah about fasting. And the first thing we have is a Taraweeh. It's really following up, complementing, adding to that. Taraweeh, think about it. Of course it is ta'ah, it is obedience. It is following the Prophet ﷺ, but it is exercise. Think about it. And especially after we are hungry all the day, then a heavy meal, you really need some movement. Compare that with no Taraweeh, we are better off with Taraweeh. And of course, other benefits, we get together as community. Social benefits, social networking. عن أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل 10 ركعات ويوتر بسجدة ويسجد سجدتي الفجر فذلك 13 ركعة. هذا عن التراويح. The mother of believers, Aisha, the wife of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with her, told us a hadith about the Prophet, and she told us about his practice. She said, during Ramadan, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would pray 10 rak'ats, twos and twos, then there would be witr, 1 rak'ah, so 8 and 3 would be 11, and 2, that would be 13, with the sunnah of Isha. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال صمنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم يصلي بنا حتى بقي 7 من الشهر فقام بنا حتى ذهب ثلث الليل ثم لم يقم بنا في 6 وقام بنا في 5 حتى ذهب شطر الليل فقلنا يا رسول الله لو نفلتنا بقية ليلتنا فليلتنا هذه فقال إنه من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب له قيام الليل. The companion Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, told us about this hadith about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam praying, leading the believers during the month of Ramadan. Sometimes and sometimes he did not lead, because it's a sunnah. It's not fard like we do it obligations. And people were thinking about what's Qiyam al-Layl. Then the text of the hadith says, whoever stands in prayer with the imam until the imam finishes and leaves, then it is written for him or for her that he or she stood for the night. Qiyam al-Layl is considered in this case if you finish Taraweeh with the imam. So after fasting, we make Taraweeh. Also, we follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in cleanliness of the mouth. During the day of Ramadan, it is absolutely recommended that we brush our teeth, clean our mouths, just like we make wudu 5 times a day, cleaning ourselves, and we take showers. So as-suwak, which is toothbrush actually, at that time it was a revolution. You need to think 1439 years ago, people in the world, they had no clue about the idea of cleaning the mouth. And the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, led the believers, and they would follow him in that they would clean their mouths, and they took it from a root of a plant in Medina. That's the best they could find, and it spread all over the world ever since, and now we have the toothbrush and toothpaste. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما جاءني جبريل عليه السلام قط إلا أمرني بالسواك حتى لقد خشيت أن أحفي مقدم فيه. أبي أمامة, one of the companions of the Prophet, narrated a hadith about the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said every time he would meet with Jibreel, peace be to him, Jibreel would command him with suwak, brushing your teeth, cleaning your mouth, until I thought this would hurt the front of my mouth, meaning doing it too much. That's okay, that's what the Prophet is recommending. Do it as much as you can during the day or during the night, or especially after the meal, we should do that. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال السواك مطهرة للفم مرضاة للرب. عائشة, the mother of the believer, may Allah be pleased with her, said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said السواك, toothbrush or brushing the teeth, is make purification of the mouth, and it is pleasing the Lord. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think about it. What does Allah want from us? Wants us to be healthy and clean. So we do it, we have the benefit for ourselves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy for his creation, which is healthy. And third, as-suhur. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسحروا فإن في السحور بركة. أنس, a companion of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, said the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said تسحروا is like command for us to eat suhoor, the meal before the dawn. Why? Because there is a blessing in suhoor. I know that there are many of us who keep awake until 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock, before they sleep, and they don't make suhoor. If this suits them, it's fine. But if you work at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, it makes sense that you have enough food before you go in your day, your work. And actually, if you think about the commands of Allah and the teachings of the Prophet, they don't want our life to stop in Ramadan. They want our life to continue, to go our businesses about them. it's a good way then to have enough energy, enough food, enough nutrients to keep you going in your job as if you are taking breakfast during the days. And finally, we have to be moderate in everything, including and particularly in this month in eating the food. We should resist eating much. We should resist from eating one specific quantity of food like carbohydrates, rice or bread or something. We should diversify. Because if we don't, then God forbid we are causing harm to ourselves. A hadith narrated by Miqdam bin Ma'di Yakrib, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما ملأ آدمي وعاء شرا من بطن بحسب ابن آدم أكلات يقمن صلبه فإن كان لا محالة فثلث لطعامه وثلث لشرابه وثلث لنفسه. This Sahabi, companion of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet said, if you have to eat, if you don't have to eat. If you are not hungry, you don't eat. But when you do, you need the food so you can go going about your business. Then make sure that what your stomach has, one third of it food and one third of it drink, water. Then leave the third. Meaning you should never be fully satisfied. This is the advice, the recommendation of the Prophet, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, peace and blessing be upon him. May Allah help us learn from his messenger and follow his commands. And ask Allah, he is very close, answering your call. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة على الفلاح قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا واكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them, it's a sunnah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهما أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.